Welcome everyone to the August Cyber Campfire. I am Kellen Wagner-Ramsdell, the manager of Arete's Threat Intelligence Team. We are the team that performs attribution on all ransomware and extortion engagements Arete works. I'm joined today by our Senior Threat Intelligence Consultant, Trenton Howard, and our Senior Threat Intelligence Analyst, Dan Cronin. Today, we're going to be looking back across the month of August and the threat actors we saw conducting ransomware and extortion operations, with a look ahead to what this means for the final months of the year. With that, I'll open to Dan. Who were the top three most active groups we saw in August?
August was actually a little bit unique compared to some of the past few months in that it was a little bit more reminiscent of kind of the tail end of 2023. So instead of kind of a more scattered ransomware landscape, we actually had two groups that took the lion's share of all of the ransomware and extortion activity that we saw for the month. So Akira and Ransom Hub combined accounted for over 40% of our engagements that Arete observed for the month of August, which is unique because in the past months since law enforcement took actions against Black Hat and Lockbit, we've seen the ransomware landscape kind of shaken up a bit. On any given month, it's usually a different top three or top several groups, with multiple groups sometimes tying for the same number of active engagements that we've had. For August, it was pretty much the Akira and Ransom Hub show. Fog, Black Suit, and Leon were been relatively active in the past few months, but each of those only accounted for maybe 7 to 9% of the engagements for the month. So it was primarily a whole lot of Akira and Ransom Hub. We also had less distinctive groups in August than we have had in the previous months. Trenton, you want to run us through how this does compare to what we've seen in, say, May, June, and July leading up to August?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of as you said, what we're seeing now is a couple ransomware groups running away with it. That's what we were seeing in 2023. But looking back over the last few months, starting with May, this is where we really started to see the initial evening out of the threat landscape. And that was because of the law enforcement actions against Lockbit, and then also the sanctions announced by the Treasury Department against Dmitry Khrushchev, also known as Lockbit, sup for his dark web moniker. And that really kind of kicked off the whole trend over the next few months of seeing more groups pop up, more deviances in notable or unique TTPs that we're seeing, especially from the negotiations perspective. And so going into May and June, we saw, you know, there was Akira, there was Ransom Hub, and Black Suit and Fog was the groups that were kind of the most active. But again, we would see three or four ties for the top active group, which isn't something that we were seeing previously and isn't something that we saw in August.
So we have that reconsolidation in the ransomware ecosystem is what it sounds like, with Akira and Ransom Hub rising to two clear, most active threat groups in August. Is this the new norm? Is this what we expect to see through the end of 2024?
So I think it's a little bit early to tell because, you know, law enforcement is still active, is still, trying to affect the bad guys, right? But we haven't seen any big law enforcement actions over the last few months. Not to say that there haven't been any, but it hasn't shaken up the threat landscape like how ones against Black Hat or the ones against Lockbit did. It could be a trend that we're going to see. It is a little bit early to tell to see if this is here to stay or not, but we have seen a potential migration of affiliates leave, you know, on the back half of, you know, ALF and Lockbit being shut down. There was a lot of homeless affiliates were needed somewhere to go. So it is possible that they migrated to the top groups like Ransom Hub and like Akira, and they were kind of getting their operations back in order. And now we could see kind of a resurgence of that. What we used to know is, you know, a couple groups just dominating the threat landscape.
So looking at Akira and Ransom Hub, obviously we know Ransom Hub is a large ransomware as a service group that'll really work with any affiliate. So they've been dominating that data leak site space. What about Akira? Do we expect to continue to see them at the top of the list going forward?
Yeah, so Akira makes sense. Even post disruption of Black Hat and Lockbit, Akira has remained usually one of the top three on a month over month. But that falls in line with their activity levels prior to any law enforcement operations in second half of 2023. At the end of 2023, top three was usually Black Hat, Lockbit with the most, but then Akira was typically third after those two groups. So for them to kind of fill the void makes sense that we're continuously seeing them consistently active month over month in the wake of those law enforcement operations. And then to your point, Ransom Hub, again, it's hard to tell. They were active, as you said, they were actively recruiting on the dark web forums after the law enforcement activity. A lot of their dark web recruitment posts were kind of geared toward these ex-affiliates that they knew would be looking for a new home, so to speak. And yeah, as you mentioned, their data leak site activity has been extremely high compared to the other groups. Just in the past 90 days, they have more than double the posts of known dark web data leak sites compared to the second place group behind it, which also happens to be Lockbit. And again, Lockbit blasted a lot of new posts when they spun up a new data leak site, but many of them were previous posts anyway. So yeah, Ransom Hub's had a lot of activity on their dark website since they've been operating. But again, it's a little soon to say, is this sustainable? Are they going to actively compete every month with Akira, or will this kind of ebb and flow depending on the month?
So who are some of the other threat groups we're keeping an eye on?
So we still have a few of our ones that kind of do pop up month over month. Erte has recently written several articles about Black Suit that we talked about in our Q1 report, as well as touched on them in the recently released mid-year report that Erte published. And we have Keelan, Reseda are some of the emerging ones that pop up that are making news headlines. And then we'll still see some of the old ones that have been operating for quite some time. Black Basta, Beyond Leon, Luna Moth, Klopp. So several of those kind of more established groups are still lingering.
Any new techniques or behaviors we're seeing from any of these groups?
Yeah, so we've seen a few new techniques displayed by threat actors in August. One, and probably the most notable one, is Fog Ransomware has begun stealing credentials that are stored in Chrome browsers, kind of as an additional method of extortion on the back half of that, which could lead to some ancillary issues. If they're able to get access to someone's banking credentials, it can lead to, kind of downstream issues as part of that incident. Another interesting thing that we're seeing is the Reseda ransomware has had a new initial access campaign where they're using SEO optimization and ads to then download fake Microsoft Teams applications, which then leads to the Oyster backdoor, leading to finally some command and control activity before they deploy their ransomware and start doing their typical ransomware operations. Kind of interesting to see a ransomware group following a standard script where most of the engagements we're seeing is following that exact same attack pattern.
What about any newcomers to the threat landscape in August?
So we did have one, Cicada 3301. So for any of the listeners, if that sounds familiar, it's because there was a group called Cicada 3301 that back in 2012 to 2014 published these internet puzzles. If you want to go down a rabbit hole, Google that group and the internet will send you down many a rabbit hole. The latest puzzle, latest being 2014, never got solved. So it's one of those kind of urban legend internet mysteries that still kind of lingers. Now, that said, this new group is not, to our knowledge, affiliated with the group that did the internet puzzles. Also amusing that the individuals responsible for the puzzles just earlier in September issued a statement that disassociated themselves with the new criminal ransomware group. Basically, are just saying that they're not criminals. They don't abide by anyone stealing their name, and whoever this new group is has nothing to do with them. There's really no reason to believe that they're one and the same. But this new Cicada group, again, we just observed some activity from them during August. They started promoting themselves on dark web forums to recruit affiliates in late June of this year. So they look to be a pretty new ransomware as a service group. They do encrypt data as well as steal data. They've got a data leak site, so they'll do the double extortion to try to get victims to pay. Other interesting note, a recent report from cyber researchers found some very similar overlaps of their malware with that of Alpha, aka Black Cat, that is something that we'll be keeping an eye on. Now, this group isn't the first to kind of have rumors that they might be whatever the new branding or spinoff of ex-Black Cat affiliates or the core members of that group. But definitely interesting to note some of the similarities that were found in the malware. The ransom note file names were also pretty similar with this new group. Again, something we're keeping an eye on, see if they linger around or if they pop up for a little bit and then disappear.
Very interesting. Definitely not the first group we've seen reference internet mysteries or internet memes. We know Akira likes to drift back to some Power Rangers imagery, right? So Cicada 3301 just seems like the newest in that lineage. Well, among the new groups, we've had a newer group fall off the radar, so to speak. Trenton, can you talk to that?
In August, the Radar Dispossessor Ransomware Group was affected by a law enforcement action where the FBI seized their servers. This group, pretty interesting to me, really, since they started. Dan has Cicada 3301. I've had Radar Dispossessor as kind of our focus groups of interest. So we originally saw this group kind of start back in May, right around the time that Lockbit was really struggling. They used the leak Lockbit builder, but what they really started off as kind of a spam operation. Their data leak site exactly mimicked the Lockbit data leak site, which we saw from other groups as well. But they just listed previous ransomware victims from Lockbit on the site and attempted to extort them before finally kind of moving towards actually conducting ransomware operations. And I will say, when they started, they were pretty bad. I would not call them sophisticated at all. And at this point, I would probably just call them the Dispossessor Group in May-June timeframe. But what was interesting was some research that I did is Dispossessor on the dark web, operating under the moniker Dispossessor, posted that Radar was joining them sometime around May-June. And around that time, we started to see some of their sophistication increase slightly. I wouldn't say they became, highly sophisticated an actor, but they started to get their stuff together from a negotiation standpoint as well. Then they targeted, I think, 42 victims in the wild. That was what their data leak site listed before being taken down by the FBI and haven't conducted any additional operations since then. What's pretty interesting to me on this is, one, the ransomware group's really trying to find their path following the Lockbit law enforcement actions. But then two, just the fact that the FBI is willing to target the little guy. And I think this could partially play to a potential change in the cyber landscape that we've already started to see with Ransom Hub and Akira kind of taking off and running with this month's engagements from Arete's perspective. I think we're going to start seeing a couple groups really start to dominate the threat landscape. Nobody is safe, right? I feel like there's this false pretense of safe from threat actors that they think, I'm just a little guy. Law enforcement has better things to do than target me. But this is a great example of, that's not true. So I think this could really change or potentially change the threat landscape moving forward as threat actors to try to decide, hey, do I want to join an existing ransomware affiliate program or do I want to try and start my own thing? And it's just another facet of things they have to consider.
Well, it's always great to hear about another ransomware group going down in response to law enforcement action and victims being that much safer. But as we all see, ransomware is as big as ever as we head into the fall, which is historically one of the most active times for ransomware and extortion activity. With that, thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Arete's Cyber Campfire. To learn more about any of these groups, any of what we've discussed or written about, or any ransomware extortion group, please reach out to marketing@ariteir.com. We recently released our H1 2024 Crimeware Report, diving into these threat groups, looking at their TTPs, their behaviors, and their impact to victims across the first half of 2024. To read that report, you can find it at ariteir.com. If you're experiencing a cyber attack actively, you can always reach out for help at ariteir911@ariteir.com. Thank you all so much for joining.